Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, the Tonys have come and gone at last. Yes, the telecast was hosted by Pink. Even she made fun of her supporting role and surprising role. Suffice to say, she was charming and funny and respectful. The opening number truly set the tone, in which Pink was aided by many Broadway performers, starting with Neil Patrick Harris, even including Lea Michele briefly, who bravely showed up after being snubbed this season by the Tonys. She got a lovely spontaneous round of applause. If nothing else, I highly recommend you find that opening. It's available several places like Broadway.com or Theater Mania and play it through. The standing ovation was tumultuous. Otherwise, the show did not have a lot of surprises, starting with Liberation winning for Best Drama. Best Wohl's play went from off to on Broadway and even won the Pulitzer recently, though she made a point of reminding us it was the first winner written by a woman since the late and great Wendy Wasserstein decades ago. The Best Revival, of course, Arthur Miller's Death of a Salesman, took home several Tonys, though not one for Nathan Lane, who lost to John Lithgow, star of Giant, in the night's most anticipated contest. Lane's co-star, Laurie Metcalf, did win for featured actress, as did director Joe Mantello, all well-deserved. Lithgow, by the way, has now won for playing Roald Dahl, the famed children's author who got in some trouble for anti-Semitic views, in both New York and London. And let me say that when I saw Oedipus many months ago when it opened a limited run at Studio 54, I predicted then that Leslie Manville had the Tony wrapped up for Best Actress. And you know what? She did. As for musicals, new ones had a lean season. Schmigadoon, based on the TV series, took home the Tony. Ragtime, no surprise, virtually won everything for Best Revival. Now, some may have been surprised to see Sting giving out a musical award. But yes, there is a reason. 12 years ago, he brought his passion project to Broadway, The Last Ship, opening at the Neil Simon Theater in the fall of 2014. It did not sail smoothly, shuttering after just 105 performances, despite Sting himself joining the cast as a means of goosing ticket sales. Well, he will be trying again, this time at the Metropolitan Opera. Stay tuned, I'll have more about that as details come out. As for musical performances of the night, after that incredible opening number, well, mixed responses perhaps to Rachel Zegler, who will be coming to Broadway soon in Evita. She performed a song from A Chorus Line. Personally, it gave me goosebumps, the good kind. Other longtime shows, including Book of Mormon in Chicago, got creative thank yous for their service, so to speak. I would say that overall the Tonys did their job, trying to encourage folks to head to New York for live theater and likely intrigue them with some of the shows of like, what the heck is that Jellicle Ball Cats thing? Anyway, you got to come find it yourself. Unfortunately, some of the nominees like Becky Schaub, Marjorie Prime, and others are already gone or closing. So anyway, okay, now for what's up and coming. And this one may be the most talked about thing way off Broadway, but getting lots of attention, The Circuit, an immersive, site-specific, silent disco theatrical experience, fusing dance, theater, and a live original score. Audience members wear wireless headphones, hearing a fully realized play, including dialogue, monologues, and a live musical score, while watching choreography unfold in real time through the streets of Dumbo, Brooklyn. Attendees follow performers along a set route. Beware, audience members may occasionally be invited to join in and dance. What can I say? Here's the official name, The Circuit, an immersive silent disco ballet. Anyway, meanwhile, on the Upper West Side, the New York premiere of one called Blooming in Dry Season, that is playing at the always interesting WP Theater, which not enough people know about. This is about a Caribbean family and their clash with their daughter. It blends music and drama to explore generational dreams, cultural inheritance, etc. Anyway, that's at the WP on West 76th and Broadway. One more on the Upper West Side, though this one is outside. Hudson Classical Theater Company's summer plays have begun. They're always lovely experiences. Uncle Vanya is currently in performance Thursdays through Sundays at the Soldiers and Sailors Monument, 89th Street and Riverside Park. That's where the shows are done. Take a picnic and a few friends and treat yourself. As for here in Los Angeles, where I remain a while longer, I have five shows, yep, five, coming up. You know, I always promote Los Angeles art being better than people think. Which brings me to a video I just watched this week with Josh Groban and Ben Platt singing together at a Los Angeles arena. They talked about growing up in L.A., different high schools, etc. When the two sing What I Did for Love from A Chorus Line, which is, by the way, what Rachel Zegler performed at the Tonys, well, it is as beautiful as it comes. Talk about goosebumps. P.S., the actor Alden Ehrenreich, who just won a Tony for Becky Shaw, a show which unfortunately is closing. Anyway, he is apparently planning to open a theater of sorts in downtown Los Angeles. Well, I'll keep an eye on that. Meanwhile, keep an eye on what's playing in your communities. Then I'll see you next time.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.